If you have a question for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll provide our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now we turn to our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scripture segment. And Dave, I think it's helpful to talk about all the things that we do, and some segments are maybe not be as interesting to our viewers and listeners out there as others, but hopefully this is what we're about, understanding the Scriptures. And we're currently going through the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 19, and we'll pick up with verse 17. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds.
Well, Tom, known to all the Jews and Greeks in Ephesus, well, they must have had a pretty good communication system. The word spread. Mm-hmm. I don't know how large Ephesus was at that time, quite a few thousand people. But this was an amazing thing that had happened. Somebody, these seven sons, had gone in to try to cast out a demon in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And the demon said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you guys? And just beat them up. So they ran from the... Now that, I guess, that news spread. It was a bit frightening. It put a little bit of the fear and solemnity in them that we've been saying is missing from the church today. But, Tom, there's something, Tom, as you read verse 18, many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. So there was, back to the question we had, there was some real repentance on the part of these people. There was conviction. This wasn't just, well, believe on Jesus, he'll do a lot for you. But they recognized that, and particularly this area of magic, and that was what these seven sons of Sceva, they were trying to use the name of Jesus as some kind of a open sesame, magic.
Incantation.
Right. And it doesn't work. And that caused these people to realize, wait a minute, we got all these books and we've been all these formulas and we've been trying to do all this stuff. And that's not going to work with God. And so many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. You know, that's practicing what you preach. That is real conviction, Tom, because this was valuable stuff. Also, they could have sold this.
And Dave, it didn't happen beforehand. Some people think, oh, in order to come to Christ, you need to really clean up your act, get yourself squared away, do all these things. Mm-hmm. Once you're under the conviction of sin and you become born again of the Spirit, this is your heart. These are the kinds of things that you do. You may not do them immediately, but as you grow in the faith, the Lord removes some things from your life. Your heart, he changes your heart that way.
Amen. And Tom, this is so contrary to what is happening today. You talk a lot about the emerging church. They're burning candles. They're praying through icons. This is a form of magic. These people didn't have to be told twice.
Right.
The Spirit of God, see, that really bothers me about this whole movement, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be no discernment, no understanding, and no conviction of the Holy Spirit. These are brand new converts, and they immediately know, wait a minute, you don't come to God through some formula or through some object, focusing on some object. This is something entirely different. This is through Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for our sins. And we have access through him to God. You don't need all this other paraphernalia. In fact, it is all demonic. It's wicked. It's turning people away from Christ.
It's divination, Dave, and it's condemned throughout the Scriptures.
And these people understood that
immediately. Dave, I want to back up just a little. you know, in verse 16, we go back to these sons of Sceva, and some people reading through the Bible, they don't believe in the reality of demons.
Yeah.
These are devils. These are fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's some kind of evil, non-physical, but it's just an attitude out there, or it's a, certainly it's not individual entities or beings.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it say? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. So it wasn't just this individual. These were the demons working themselves through this individual.
Yeah, Tom, it's like the man in the Gospels who had a legion of demons, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, tell me your name. Our name is Legion, for we are many. Now this guy could, you couldn't bind him with anything. Fetters of iron, and he broke them. Now, he wasn't into bodybuilding. This wasn't muscles. This guy may have been, this demon-possessed man may have been rather small, thin, who knows? Doesn't say it was because of his stature or his muscular ability.
Mm-hmm.
How does he do this? This is demonic power. And it's not the muscles of the guy, but it's something, a power that is operating through this demon-possessed man.
Dave, I can remember back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, the hallucinogenic drug was angel dust.
Wow.
And you had reports from police. They'd have this little puny guy, and they couldn't handle him. They get six guys on him they just could not handle. And this has got to be demonic.
Well, Tom, Sirhan B. Sirhan, remember, who shot Robert F. Kennedy, and who, by automatic writing, wrote in his diary, RFK must die, must die. They wrote a book by that name. I remember Rafer Johnson and Rosie Greer, a couple of big athletes, very strong guys who were the bodyguards of Kennedy at that time. And I remember, I think it was Rosie Greer told me, we couldn't handle this guy. And he was very small. Obviously, it was demonic. They said the look in his eyes, he was spaced out.
Mm-hmm.
Like he almost didn't know what he was doing, but he was doing it in response to a demonic command that he had been, by automatic writing, putting in his diary, which the police found, of course, afterwards in his room. He'd been into magic, practicing it, mind power, and he came under the power of demons. But, Tom, that didn't get into the papers. It took an investigative reporter to bring that out.
But it's a reality, Dave, as the scriptures testify. That's my point here. We can say whatever we want. I mean, we can look at things that take place, and we speculate about them, certainly. Mm-hmm. But this is the Word of God.
Right.
There's no speculation here.
So I love the next verse, verse 20. So mightily grew the Word of God and prevailed. The Word of God, that's what it's all about. This is our authority. This is what we follow. This is what we feed upon. And getting back to psychotherapy, if people in the church, whatever their problems were, would follow that, feed on the Word of God, and let the living Word of God, who is Jesus Christ, live his life through them, then they wouldn't have these problems, and they wouldn't be looking for help from secular sources or a blending of the Bible and secular psychology.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week.
Executive Director,
we hope you continue.
Tom McMahon.
This is Search
the
Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry
of
the Berean Call.
Chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 1407. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And now, if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. If you receive television programming from Sky Angel, you'll be able to view our video In Defense of Israel with former Israeli General Shimon Iram on April 25th, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern. We invite you to tune in. Those of you who attended our first annual conference last year know what a blessed time of learning and fellowship was had by all. We are planning our second get-together for this August 9th through the 11th here in Bend. The Judgment Day Conference will again feature Dave and Tom, plus special guest, author and archaeologist Randall Price, and former Israeli General Shimon Iram. All the information is at our website, or ask about registration when you call or write. Get a pen or a pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs based on Dave and Tom's book, Psychology and the Church. And is psychotherapy just conversation? In Religion in the News, do you believe in global warming? We'll take a look at that story and address the question, what is discipleship? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.